Yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live, the extended version, with Scout Bartlett.
Good morning, Scout. Yes, you are the real deal.
You are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears in the Friday morning extended edition. Every Friday now, with our new edition, we're on from 7 till 8. But you'll notice, if you've overslept, it's already 1 minute after 8. But you'll notice that this morning, we're not only on from 7 till 8, we're on from 8 till 9. Because it's a special bonus deluxe surprise edition, because we were having too much fun to fit into 1 hour. Cool. So, welcome back to me. Welcome back to you. So we had week ja vu, and now we had eight ja vu. So not deja vu, because it wasn't the day over again. It was a week later that we were having the program, and now it's an hour later we're having the program. So I guess that would be our ja vu. Week ja vu, our ja vu, and your ja vu, and everybody's ja vu. Everybody's a ja vu. Here's a ja vu. There's a ja vu. Everywhere a ja vu. That just got weird all of a sudden. All right, I confess, I came in this morning, and I appreciate these people. We'll give them a plug for no reason whatsoever other than I want to. Adwala. I like their stuff, and I didn't grab breakfast before I left home this morning, so I had two of the Adwala chocolate protein drinks this morning, and as you all know, those of you that study the subject, chocolate has a small amount of caffeination to it, and I am now caffeinated. Woo-hoo. Which just makes me rattle and talk. I was just updating the Facebook page to right there while we were on break. I updated Facebook page in 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Is that fun or what? On the Scout Bartlett Facebook page. And then we got to get into the Life Insights Facebook page. Friend me, I'm lonesome. Life Insights Education Facebook page has a small number of people that know about it. And now there could be more. With a tribute, of course, to Mary Roach, because she's wonderful. Any of y'all that know Mary, I'd love to have lunch with her. That would be really fun. Mary's books are just such a treat. She's got Packing for Mars, I think is still her latest book. And she's just nuts, but she's very fun. So we will extend an invitation to any of y'all that are grads of the healing class, or if you've had session work with Scout. This is our month, actually, as we're changing over programming and introducing ourselves to new people. It's nice if it's not just me saying that Scout does wonderful stuff. Sometimes it's nice if it's you saying, well, you can say whatever you want to say, like you're the real deal. That'd be fun. Let's get everybody that we get on the air, let's have them say that once when they're on the air. And we'll just have a whole collage of 150 you're the real deals. That would be fun. We're testing Kwong's radio and his sound editing skills here really fast. Yeah. We need the healing class lasts and lasts, or whatever it was Roseanne just said. That was really good. I like that one. Cool. So, in the real world, out there in the real world where you live and I live, even though I live in the spiritual world, I live in the real world too, which is just that very entertaining stuff that I do, that I walk around with a spiritual experience while I walk around in the real world, and so do you. It's just not as noticeable for you, which is probably handy. Because one of the symptoms for me is that I shift back and forth in mental state so much that I'm never sure which of my abilities I'm going to have available to me. I'm fortunate enough that I'm pretty able to bounce back and forth between my intuitive and my cognitive function to be able to talk while I'm in that intuitive state and to be able to put ideas together, although they don't always necessarily flow. And to have that's a nice piece. But what's really weird is when I shift back and forth, in some of my mental states, I can do arithmetic. And in some of my mental states, I cannot. That part's very entertaining. In some of those mental states, I am deeply connected into my spiritual aspect that has a sublime level of confidence. Got it? So in some of those states, I am deeply connected into that spiritual aspect of self, which has a sublime level of confidence. And then I shift back into my normal, everyday, real-world brain, and it freaks out with change, just like everybody's real-world brain freaks out with change. Some of you have known me for a while. Some of you have been around for a while. Some of you I've accidentally insulted, because there was a long period there where I kept thinking that it would be an easy thing for me to do to shift into my business brain and book my appointments and then shift into my intuitive brain and perform those appointments and then shift back in my business brain and book the appointments and shift back in my intuitive brain and perform the appointments. As it turns out, that would be sort of like if I put, let's say a 3-mile walk between my calendar on my desk and my telephone. And I tried to do my work day that way. And I was sort of surprised if after partway through the day, I got enough tired that I wasn't answering the phone anymore or I wasn't walking to the calendar, one or the other. So it's a really amazing thing. Within the last period of time, we added in an assistant to handle all of the bookings of appointments. So for those of you that ever thought that it was personal, that I just thought you were not functional enough to be worked with, and, you know, I was embarrassed to find out people did reach that conclusion. They were so nice. They would think evil things about themselves before they would think evil things about my business skills. It was very sweet of you, but you were mistaken. Well, no, you might have been right. Maybe you were right to think evil things about yourself, but you could have been recognizing also that the business part was not well put together. It's been amazing that over the period of the last few years, we've now added Scout having an assistant who is now Terry. Amazing Terry. And the amazing Terry is like crowbarring various parts of the business stuff away from me to show me how it could be done by a business-minded person, which is really lovely. We've also been given the good fortune to have a business team assemble itself and step forward to volunteer. the 3 L's and a C. It's very funny. The business team is 3 L names and 1 C name, but there's an L in her name, so we figure that's why she's allowed to be part of it. And they're reconstructing the business part, but that's resulted in my making some huge changes for this year. One, there's Terry, so that if you call to get an appointment or if you send an email to get an appointment, you'll hear from Terry pretty quickly and you'll get into the calendar as quickly as possible. Calendar is booking up. It's not going to be like you phone today and you get an appointment today. Sorry about that, but you know, it's not like you phone today and get an appointment today with your nutritionist in all likelihood either. But you do get called back or emailed back and Terry gets you set up and gets you into the calendar. So we've got that part. We also have my primary class schedule is actually laid out for the entire year, which is freaking me out. But my class schedule is laid out for the entire year already so that people can enroll, and we're actually giving people a package discount if you enroll in a package of the classes. But it's weird, you know, because it sort of means that even though the Mayan calendar runs out in December, I've actually got teaching commitments past the end of the Mayan calendar. So somehow, at least on a spiritual level, we'll have to make sure we produce those and that we make them happen. So that's laid out for a year. We're adding Sonoma into my driving range so that I'll be teaching the healing class in Sonoma. So if you live up that direction or if you've got friends in that direction, we're bringing the healing class to the wine country or we're bringing wine to the healing class, one or the other. I'm not sure which that is. But we'll be teaching the healing class in Sonoma. We're going to be creating a series of additional weekend workshops because there's this huge push in the Life Insights material to push me forward. So I'm adding Thursdays on face-to-face readings at East West. That's a fixed part of my schedule starting in February. In addition to the first Saturday of the month, we'll be starting a new round of advanced studies intensive training. We're starting that in March. We're still running the current round, and then we'll start that new round in March. If you want to be a part of that, you need to have taken the healing class and one other extended Life Insights class, or you need to be enrolled in the whole healing series for the year. We'll work with you either way in the advanced studies group. So there's all of these changes, none of which is growing hair on top of my head or Kwong's, but there's all of these changes, and maybe that'll happen too, Kwong. Maybe with everything else changing, we'll both regrow a full head of hair. Would that be okay with you? You don't care. You don't want a full head of hair? Okay, we'll just let me have the full head of hair. That works. That works. Well, right now we've probably got one full head of hair between us. Anyway, so all of, it's scary. That's the really fun part, is I can feel me at the very front edge of a massive surge of growth. And like everybody, it's scary. I mean, it was kind of funny. I was talking with somebody and they were looking at me like I was nuts. But I've settled into a comfort zone talking to 15 to 20,000 of you on a regular basis was pretty comfortable. On a monthly basis was pretty comfortable. More often than monthly basis, actually, with a number of other programs I've done here. So talking to 15 or 20,000 people, or I was on another station where I was closer to 250,000 people at a time, that was pretty comfortable. That's a nice comfort zone because you can pretend there's nobody there. And then talking to audiences of between 30 and 150, that was a comfort zone, you know. In my brain, anybody'd be comfortable doing that. Just standing up in front of 150, 200, 300 people, that's pretty easy. So there I was in my comfort zone with audiences of 30 to 150 as my regular audience. And, you know, my listening broadcast audience, where you don't have to look at them, of between 15 and 150,000 people. Comfort zone. Anybody could do that. Falling off a log. And so we're getting ready to grow what I'm doing. And I don't know what that'll look like, but I have some suspicions. The business team has some ideas of what that'll look like, which means that they're going to make me much more available through the internet as well as in person. So I've got to teach on broader scope. They have pictures of much larger rooms of people as well. Of course, that would just be easy, you know, to suddenly, you know, why not? If you can talk in front of 30 people, certainly you can talk in front of 500 or 1,000. I think it'll be fun and entertaining, definitely. But this is a year of growth. Welcome to 2012. This is a year of growth. You're going to do it. I'm going to do it. I don't know what mine's going to look like. You don't know what yours is going to look like. I'm scared. You might be too. For me, if not for yourselves. One of the pieces about this year, though, is that this is a year to... I so wish we were on television. And we need to get webcams set up so that you and I are like visible on the website while we're running. That would have just been a classic moment. Did you find it? Oh, cool. Cool, cool, cool. We'll catch it after the next break. Sorry about that. That was just me and Kwong hanging out talking. I forgot there was the rest of you there. Yeah, sorry about that. It gets easy to just think it's just the two of us. And at this hour, it might be the two of us plus the station management, so I have to keep that in mind. But this year is a primary element of this year is you letting you get to know you as you are. We were talking about this last Wednesday, and certainly that segment we're going to try and get up on the website shortly. It's you getting to know you as you are. It's you getting to know you as you are. Now, what we've had a habit of doing is not getting to know us as we are, but viewing ourselves up against some imaginary yardstick that we measured ourselves or just whacked ourselves in the classic archetype of a private Catholic school teacher, we'll say, where we measure ourselves with these artificially created yardsticks as if there were some pre-made recipe of what a me would be if I was being me the way I'm supposed to be me to... pardon me, army, be all that I could be. We whack ourselves with these artificial measuring devices inside our mind, telling us that we're not being what we should be being, as if we knew what we should be being would look like if we were what we should be being. You know, as if you could go to the Sears catalog. Do they still have a catalog? As if you could go to the Fry's ad page. We'll do that. I know they have that. As if we could go to the Fry's newspaper advertising supplement and look it up and read the specs for a Scout Bartlett performing at optimum rate, you know, that my CPU would be thus and such, and my CPU speed would be much faster than it is at 7 in the morning, that's for sure. that my memory capacity should be blah, 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 and my functional capacity and my ability to write thank you notes and whatever else it is that I might measure me on. Got it? As if we could somehow look up some recipe of specifications of what it is we're supposed to be if we were being what we're supposed to be, if we really were us. Well, get it. You really are you. And this year is the year for dropping that artificial yardstick. Now, please, this does not imply complacency. Because, you know, you'll notice that I just talked about a whole series of changes, some of which require me to overcome some habits I've had for a number of years. It's not complacency. It's see you as you are so that you know where you're starting so that you can navigate moving forward. Ooh, watch this transition, Kwong. This will be professional. Talk about a professional seg if I just hadn't done that part first. So we're going to back up. So that you can navigate going forward, knowing where you started. And speaking of navigate, I've been outside already, and it's sprinkling, misting, thing rain. You're going to want your umbrella. I wish I'd had my camera out. I saw the most spectacular skeleton of a torn-up umbrella on the way into the studio today. Do you see that one? It was just in front of the hotel up there. It was great. Anyway, you'll want your umbrella, you'll want your raincoat, because it's sprinkling here in the Bay Area today. It's going to rain a little bit tomorrow. It's definitely going to have scattered showers on Sunday for football outdoors at the Uncovered Stadium at Candlestick. Yeah, that's why they want to build a covered stadium, and in Santa Clara. I don't know why. Anyway, so, and there he goes away. So it's a little bit misty and rainy outside. Yeah, along with the intermittent electricity at Candlestick too, yeah. Bill Cosby used to have a routine about his basketball team in the slums where, you know, only we know where the loose boards are. So you'd be dribbling the ball right along. All of a sudden, we work you across one of those loose boards, and the ball goes boop in another direction. He says, and on top of that, if we're really losing, the lights go out. So no matter where you are on the planet, it's a perfect day for you to go ahead and have a great day on purpose. Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. Yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett.
Takes people to the ability to live their fullest life.
You are listening to the extended version. We're the long play edition. We're like the 33 and a third RPM album edition of Life Insights Live with me. Moi. Mwah. No, I guess moi is kisses, isn't it? Ma, moi, said more quickly. Moi. C'est moi is français. So's that for some reason. C'est moi. I wonder if the... Anyway, don't do that, Scott. Just... Move right along. Moving right along now. Thanks. Phew. Made it past that. Cool. So this year is that re-getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Without the internal yardstick. So it's almost like getting to know you as if you were somebody you liked and you were looking at your good parts. Isn't that a weird concept? Getting to know you as if you were somebody you liked and that you're looking at your good parts. How cute. Not only that, but be willing on purpose to make it a practice that when you get positive feedback, excuse me, goodness, that was perfect. Just try to say positive feedback and have it work. When you get positive feedback, when you get appreciative notice, when you get recognition, even if it's for things that you would poo-poo and say, oh, anybody could do that if they just took the time and paid attention. It was no big deal. I could have done that. It wasn't any big deal for me to do that. Even if it was things that you would normally poo-poo. Are we allowed to say that on the radio? Well, maybe it's in that reference as opposed to the reference of poo-poo. Anyway, if it's things you would normally poo-poo, I guess in Italian, maybe that would be pua-pua. Be willing to take it in as if you actually respect those people giving you that appreciation enough to think that their opinion is valid. Oh, that was just way too complicated because I goofed around too much. Let's try it again. When you're getting feedback or appreciation from people, even if it's feedback or appreciation that you would normally make light of, I know we're allowed to say that on the radio, that you would normally make light of as if it was no big deal. I didn't have to go. It wasn't out of my way. It wasn't that hard. It's just easy for me to do that. Have no problem. Be willing to take that feedback and that appreciation in as if those people were people you respected enough to respect their opinion and their view of you. Yeah. That's this year's project. Now, I can tell you that's the lighter side of this year's project because I know how my guidance works. They tell us the really nice parts, and if you follow the really nice parts, then the hard parts go a whole lot easier. Oh, we'll mention that again. If you've worked with me or if you've done the classes like the healing class or any of the other Life Insights classes, we'd love to hear your feedback of what you thought about that. And the phone number in the studio is top secret. No, that's not right. The phone number in the studio is area code 415-543-8255 or 415-KID because I'm childlike, not ish, T-A-L-K because that's what we do on a phone is we T-A-L-K, right? That's what we do on the station too, although there's some music. Is there music in the weekend programming? Not really. It's pretty much all talk, isn't it? Yeah, well, you know that station. They're all talk. Ooh, that would be a good promo. You ought to nab that one. Oh, you know KEST. They're all talk. Yeah, he's not going to. I'm impressed he's not. Yeah, cool. So this is a year for you getting to know you as you are, just as you are, and being willing to appreciate you. I used to have this little plaque that sat on my desk, and then I gave it to someone who needed it even more at that point. And what it said was, always remember that you are completely unique, just like everybody else is. Always remember that you are completely unique, just like everybody else is. And so this is a period this year, 2012, right? I had to check, 2012. I'm getting confused. I went from 2011 being stunned it was 2012, and suddenly I'm thinking it's 2013 already. And I'm pretty sure it's not. I'll check on the computer and see. This is a year for you getting to know you as you are, dropping away the artificial measurements where you have measured you as coming up short and adding in a recognition of you as you are to appreciate you in all of your uniqueness. You got a line too also. Appreciating you in all of your uniqueness, allowing you to be you. Now that still leaves room for optimization. And it leaves room for noticing the places where you need to find other ways to get it done because the way you're getting it done isn't getting it done. And whoever was just on line two, call right back. Kwong was just tied up on line one. So letting you get to know you as you are, which is not a, it's a self-forgiveness practice, but it's a self-forgiveness practice when you're measuring yourself compared to an artificial measurement. It's not, well, no, you know, I always mess that up, so I'll just forgive me for that. You know, if you always mess that up, find a solution. It's a silly thing to example, but all those years when I kept thinking I just need to force myself to be better about handling bookings and calendar, and it finally dawned on me, find a solution. So now we have the amazing Terry who's handling those bookings and makes that stuff happen. And then she's also wrestling away other stuff. So all kinds of stuff that's businessy, detailedy is going to get more coordinated. Cool. So we have, good morning, Sandra. You're live on the air with Scout.
Oh, hi, Scout. And just if you put an escalator between you and your calendar, what could have happened getting further? Anyway, funny side joke. You've helped me so much throughout the years and me listening to you on the radio. It's really, really something, and I want to say thank you. And earlier today, when you said something about positive reflections or something, I had a moment at this place, Positive Resources, that was kind of embarrassing, but I worked through it all in like a moment of a Roseanne the Indiana moment. And I thank you so much throughout the years being able to listen to you on the radio. Also, I really appreciate you promoting you and as opposed to the other person you were promoting for the other Asian guy who's great too, but you were just more more. And also, I saw a radio yesterday with a Sutter headdress on. It's in this art gallery that has something to do with radios, and it's a high fidelity radio with a Sutter headdress.
Oh,
and
how
I'm
fun.
Walking around with my little radio that has four AA batteries in it, because radio waves are the same frequency as our soul waves. I love you, Scout.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks, I appreciate it. So now we need to have a radio with a purple beard. That'll work.
Oh, I'll make it.
Great. Thanks for calling, Sandra. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. How fun. I love that. I love that. A old high-fidelity radio with a headdress. I like it. That's good. Maybe that's when maybe then the show will go better. There's this guy at the New Living Expo that has this amazing copper and feather thing he wears while he's doing energy work. And, oh, man, it just makes me envious of having that kind of pizzazz. And I immediately think, well, gee, Scout, if you were what you were supposed to be, then you'd have figured out that kind of pizzazz by now rather than being so underplayed as I am, right, Quinn? Rather than being so underplayed, I'd have all of that pizzazz and, you know, it would have been me on Montel. So it would be me now charging, what is it, I think $1,560. Per hour of private session. There we go. Yeah, no, that's not quite what we do. We've actually, guidance has told me that we're going to raise my session rates for my birthday, but I know the last time that they told me we were going to raise my session rates, it was 4% increase. And that was the first increase at that point in like 8 years. So we go up a lot. It's very fun. And that's one of the interesting balances. I mean, Sandra just brought that forward. For those of you that don't know, if you listen very carefully to the ad about KEST itself, that's on KEST itself, the producers, which in this case would be me and Life Insights, we pay the production costs for our programs on the air. And since she says that, we're allowed to say that, right? So when you heard all those years of Len Saputo, when you hear Dave from Apple, when you hear me, when you hear the other gang of folks that are on here presenting our own businesses in our own formats, that's our gift to you. Now, naturally, it's a promotional thing because we want you to know we exist. But certainly with my airtime, I make a point to teach so that it's there. It's available. You can take the practices and the information that we teach here on our program, and you can transform what your life experience is about in very deep and dramatic ways. We do that to make sure it's accessible. I do my month of the month Wednesday workshops I forgot about that. Guidance says I'm supposed to bring those to the city this year too. I wonder where we're going to put them. I'm running out of days in my week. I'm beginning to need a week that's going to have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Mavu Day, and Vivid Day, and then Monday again. So that then I could teach on the city on Mavu Day, and I could go teach in Sonoma on Vivid Day, and then I could teach in the East Bay on... All right, everybody that's in favor of 2 extra days in our week, with obviously adjusted paychecks to pay us for 2 extra days in the week, everybody in favor of having 2 extra days worth of time in your week, right? Yeah, everybody's in favor. I think it's a done deal. Let's jump in the time machine. We'll go back and talk to Julius as he's laying out the Julianne calendar, and we'll point out that we need 9-day weeks with 11-day paychecks. That would be good. We'll go for that. That'll work. Sort of like, oh, Scott, are you really going to say that? Yes, I am. Sort of like elected governmental officials that work. Stop right there, Scott. Just stop. Cool. Thanks. Okay, I can't help it. Please, everybody, if you're listening to politics, take a moment. Well, first of all, take a moment to notice what we did on the internet this last week. The internet stood up and said, hey, contact your politicians and tell them that this atrocious law that they're going to pass that's not going to do what it claims it's going to do, SOPA and PIPA or something like that, that's not going to do what they say it's supposed to do, but is going to screw stuff up really bad, contact your politicians and let them know, don't do it. And the amazing part was, enough people contacted their politicians that they've actually backed off of those for the moment. We spoke, and stunningly, oddly enough, for once, they listened. So on that topic, please just allow me to say this. Please don't forget that one side of the political equation had full and complete control of the White House, the Supreme Court, the House of Representatives, and the Senate for 6 years, and they were able to still exert that control for two more years. So that team had complete control of the whole government of the United States for 8 years. And during that 8 years, coincidentally, the economy crashed. We got into two wars that are darn near bankrupting the country. There was no health care plan passed. There was no energy policy passed. There was no budget constraint passed. They fired up our deficit to unbelievable records. Don't forget that that's the team that's now saying, well, we know that the new guy in the White House picked up a mess, but he hasn't fixed it as fast as we would have fixed it. You know, this is like your five-year-old saying, well, the way that my room got so messy was me playing in there. So if you'll let me just continue to play in there the same way I was, that'll make the room neat again, because I'm the only one that can fix the mess. Just my views. The views may not be those of God, the Republican Party, or the people who own your newspaper. Remember that. The American press was not free. It cost him millions of dollars to own it. But that's my view, so I just suggest you keep that in mind. I'm not telling you how to vote, but I'm just telling you that it's a little bit bogus to say, well, we know that we made a horrible mess, but the problem was we only had 8 years. If we'd have had 12 years, we would have fixed the mess up again. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. It's the Einsteinian equation, guys. If what you've been doing was generating a horrible mess, to do more of what you've been doing will just generate more mess, not give a different result. It's just how it works. Just my view, you decide how you would like to vote when you come along to the elections. But for goodness sakes, please do vote. Meanwhile, back at voting. I would like you this year to make a resolution to vote for you. Not necessarily in a political election, although I'm really thinking that I ought to run for the BART board. It just drives me crazy what they do. So I think the BART board is really due for having a person of vision on the board. So I don't know when that election comes up for the seat that's representing my area on the BART board. But if you happen to get to the polls ever and you see my name on the BART board, vote for me, would you? Just for no other reason than I can't screw it up worse, and it would be sort of more entertaining. So vote for you, not necessarily in a political election, but in your day-to-day internal elections. This is a year where guidance has made it very, very clear that this is a year for us to get to know us as the unique and wonderful creature that we are. Always remember that you are, on the entire planet, completely and totally unique. Just like everybody else is. Get it? You gotta cut you the appreciation and the opportunity to see you as you are and see you as you are, as being as you should be. I mean, think about it. Everybody around you, their life path is unfolding out of their choices and their outcomes. The only way that their life path unfolds is if they make their choices and observe their outcomes. And the only way to do that is to expand your consciousness enough to where you can step out of your, call it body mind, and step into your awareness so that you're really seeing both your choices and your outcomes. Because lots of times we're busily making choices that we're not paying any attention to the choices at all, and then it just seems like the outcomes just happen to us. Yeah, ooh, bummer, dang. Hate that. Awful, awful. It's stepping into a state of awareness that allows us to notice the choices that we're making as we're making them. It's stepping into a state of awareness that allows us to notice the choices we're making as we're making them. I was down in L.A. for some vacation right after the first of the year, as I like to think of it, for doing maintenance on the office equipment. Since I am the office equipment, it turns out it's good if I do maintenance on it, at least periodically. So I took some vacation time with some close friends. And we happened to be out for breakfast, and they, as so many restaurants do, assumed that nobody could entertain themselves over a meal, so they had a television on. Several, I think. And one of those pull hair and throw fists, delightful insights into humanity talk shows was on. And I found myself thinking, God, wouldn't it be a blast? So I'm just pitching this one. If any of y'all are ready to produce a television program, here's the idea for you. I think it'd be really fun to have a daytime talk show, maybe without the hair pulling in the fist, but you might have to have that just for the, you know, ratings. But I think it'd be fun to have a daytime talk show. We'll just call it Choices. And we'll get people to come on the show when they're trying to choose between two boyfriends, or they're trying to choose between two girlfriends, or they're trying to choose between two job opportunities, or they're trying to choose between two majors, or they're trying to choose between, you know, which parent they're going to live with, or, you know, which of the 27 people they're dating they really should marry, or whatever choices, right? And they'll come on, and then I'll do a psychic read on the actual characteristics of each of their choices, like if they're choosing between two mate candidates or between two different people to hire, because I actually do that for corporations. Did you know that? I actually do that for corporations where they'll submit to me a list of candidates and I submit back a list of the characteristics, the personality characteristics of those candidates. No, I don't do testing. No, I don't do quizzes. I just go look at them and I get their personality characteristics. So they give me a list of candidates. I give them a list of personality characteristics. And then they see which of those personality characteristics would fit into the job that they've got and in the team that they've got, and they figure out who to hire. I've never told any of my clients who to hire. I've rarely told them who not to hire. I've always looked at it as the fit for the team and the job. And in a couple cases, we've actually realigned the job and we've reshuffled the whole team so that all the members of the team were doing the parts of the job that fit them best. So we've done that before. But anyway, wouldn't that be a blast as a TV show? You know, I tell them out all the characteristics of their choices, and then right there on live TV or on tape TV, right there on TV, they go ahead and make their choice, which in some cases they'll make their choice that's obviously good for them. And in some cases we'll watch them make the choice that is exactly the opposite of what everybody watching would think would have been good for them. And then, you know, we'll check back with them in 3 months or 6 months and find out how that choice turned out. I think that'd be a very cool show. I think it'd be fascinating. It'd be like, you know, like all those other really good shows where you watch it for the train wrecks. I think it'd be fabulous. You in favor, Kwong? You want to help produce? Yeah, he says he'll do that. You bet. So I think that would be fun. That would be seriously fun. But it would also be fun to get to have an opportunity to talk with the newer CEO of Yahoo and find out what the heck they're doing with some of their stuff, because it's weird. But we did Tech Talk on Yahoo last week, so we don't have to cover that one again. So within the format, this is the year for you to allow yourself to expand your conscious awareness. We offer the healing class. You don't have to have a healing class. I do recommend that probably everybody has to have their version of meditation. Now, I tend to do a seated meditation, so that's my version. Diane Way, you've heard her on the air here talking about active isolated stretch. Diane tends to do a stretching and a walking, or actually a charging up a mountain. She calls it walking. I call it charging up a mountain meditation, and that works for her. Other people knit, or they sew, or they crochet, or they run on a treadmill, or they run in the world, or they garden, or they pull weeds, or you just stand on the lawn and water the lawn with a hose. Any practice that you'll do where you can connect yourself to a sense of a higher focus and where you will interrupt your thought processes, where you'll interrupt your thought processes and come back to your focus on a regular basis, can be your meditation. Again, my meditation format is a classic seated meditation, so I tend to think that that would be the best for everybody. But, you know, my exercise fan friends do exercise as their meditation, and they think that would be the perfect form for everybody. Of course. Or I have people who journal and blog, and their meditation is their writing focus, and they think that would be the perfect meditation for everybody. Those of you that are on my email list, you know that when I write, it's maybe not my perfect meditation. But I try to get it said, okay? This is a year for you to intentionally be doing whatever practices that elevate your sense of energy. I mean, I'll be blunt. I have not seen anything else that I like as well as the healing class we developed. But, you know, that's because I am. I'll also say that most of the people that take the class tell me that they haven't found anything else that's as deep as that or as fast as that for opening conscious awareness. There's other stuff, you know, Jenny Craig is probably faster for losing weight just because that's what they're for. The healing class, some people use it and they lose weight through it, but it's really for opening conscious awareness and connecting you, not just opening it, but connecting you into conscious awareness so that that's from where you live your life. That becomes your new normal. You step out of the normal that's been the habitual thought process and into a new normal that actually supports you. And that's the healing class. That's what it's for. There's a whole healing series that we'll be teaching this year. It's the primary healing class, which is that putting you into a state of living consciously. After that, we have the yang version of dominion and power, taking an energetic dominion over your space, which we call Sun of Healing. We have the yin version of being that magnetic draw and the power of that magnetism that is the yin side of the energy circle, and that's our Daughter of Healing. And then we've got that creative magic of being able to step outside your belief system and have a fully creative magic that we call Child of Healing. It's a four-class series. You can take the healing class and any of the others, or you could take just the healing class. We've got thousands of people out there that have just taken the healing class and have found that was a major boost. In fact, some of them have taken it numerous times because they found it that useful. The healing class is about opening your conscious awareness. Opening your conscious awareness is about being awake in your life. And it's funny, there's one of the songs that we use in our bumper music for the workshops that has a lyric that says, "Waking up can really hurt, but to stay asleep is so much worse." And that's exactly the truth of it. Waking up is sort of startling when all of a sudden I see that I've been driving the bus and I haven't been very fond of the scenery. And I've been blaming the scenery rather than actually stepping back and discovering just how I'm creating those setups and those outcomes. Stepping into my conscious awareness, I have that moment of going, "Oh man, it was me driving the bus." But then I'm driving the bus of my own life, which seems like a perfectly good time to sort of wave and say hi to one of our favorite fans who drives a bus for a living. It was too good. Sorry. Anyway, they drive a physical bus, and we're talking an analogy bus, but you know, that works. This year is about seeing yourself for who you really are. Seeing yourself as who you really are. Allowing yourself to see yourself exactly how you're being, but being willing to appreciate you as you are. Being willing to appreciate you for that completely unique creature on the face of the earth that you are. For all of your gifted areas, for all of the little things that you bring. I had the privilege of being there in person to witness the transition of a very dear person in my world. And we were close enough that as they not only allowed me to be there as they transitioned, because we have a whole lot of choice when we're passing over, they not only allowed me to be there when they transitioned, or phrased differently, they not only transitioned intentionally while I was there, they allowed me to walk across into the light with them. And in that, I had a brief moment where we could blend enough, now that there was only one body in the way, mine, we could blend enough that I could see their perspective on me and got an amazing insight of their appreciation of my strength. I had always seen them as stronger than I. But what they appreciated as strength in me was not the same things that I appreciated as strength in them. They were amazing in the business world. They were highly successful as a business manager, a team coordinator. It was remarkable. And they were able to, like, get up and go to the very same job at the same place for every day of the week for 15 years or something like that, 20 years or something, which wasn't something I was good at. What I saw when they saw me, though, was the strength of, they saw me as a continuous thing in their world, a continuity. Because every time I get knocked out of my center, I do everything I can scramble, as soon as I can scramble, to get back into it. Now, that's always not always within 30 seconds. Sometimes it's within a while. But I conscientiously do everything I can do to come back to that center, and that I stay 100% like a compass, dialed in on my spiritual source and my spiritual base. I just thought of that as a requirement of my life. From their perspective, I got to see that as a strength that people could use the same way we use a compass or a North Star. There was a continuity to it that they found tremendous. Let yourself see you as others see you. Speaking of seeing, I've been outdoors already today, and out in the suburbs it was misty and wet and cold, and in the city it was misty and wet and cold. And it's supposed to stay misty and intermittently shower today with some little bits of showers tomorrow and rain here and there on Sunday in time for the football game. But all of that goes together to make, no matter where you are on the planet, it makes it a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose. Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. You're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. I like that part. I don't even know why. That's right. You are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. Or like familiar quotation or something like that. Cool. And that is it, the website. Oh. Speaking of things changing, if you want to go scope out our new website that we're in the development process for right now, just go to www.ifidknownthen.com. If I'd known, and with no apostrophe, of course, ifidknownthen.com. It's not fully up and functional, but you can go preview the new website. And then for comparison, you can go over to lifeinsights.net and just laugh at the difference, okay? You know, it's just kind of cute. It's like, oh, geez, Scout, how cute. And we've got an offer going today. We made an offer last week, so if you filled out on that one, you're still in there. We'll get it to you. Just took me more than a week to deliver. So you guys that are listening today, you luck out, because we're going to extend that offer. If you'll email me today or tomorrow, that's Friday or Saturday, if you'll email me today or tomorrow and mention the radio show offer, I will, in the coming soon period, not the next day, I have to record it first, but very soon, I will email back to you a 10-minute special meditation that we're creating, specifically for you stepping into a place of seeing you for your own beauties. Okay? Literally, stepping into you seeing you for your own beauties. Yep. So that meditation will come back to you within a week. But you have to email me today or tomorrow, Friday or Saturday. Now, how do you email me? My email is scout@lifeinsights.net. scout@lifeinsights.net. Or you can just go to the website, lifeinsights.com, and click on the Contact Us thingy, and then make sure that you fill in your email address. And then you can email me in that direction, too. So scout@lifeinsights.net, or click on the other, and we'll send you that meditation for free. And then we'll put you on our little email list, which we don't sell or rent or any of those other things. And we'll just be able to send you the updates that tell you about all the groovy new stuff that I'm doing. And so that's always fun. So it's 8:50, and what we're going to do now is a little bit. No, that's, I'm just, let's tell the truth. We're going to do one huge jeans back pockets. It's the only way I can say that politely. We're going to do one huge jeans back pockets bump of the energy in the whole broadcast area. And since the whole broadcast area now that we're online is global, so just take a moment to notice what it's like where you are. Notice the light levels around you. Notice the sound levels around you. How close or far away my voice seems to be. How loud or quiet your mind chatter is. How distracted you are. How easily I'm captivating your attention. How intense your world feels or doesn't feel right at the moment. And then here we go. We're going to just take a primary practice, and I recommend this one for everybody. In fact, if you write to me, I've got a written version of this meditation. That I'll send back to you, the written version. And if you mention the radio show, you'll get the meditation too. So how much better could that get? And that's pulling energy from the center of the earth right up through my chakra system, all the way up and into source, expanding that beam, speeding it up until it expands my energy field to twice the size of the planet. And then, whoosh, let me just do this. I have to just mumble to keep something going on the air. In fact, we're going to just do one long ohm for you. So just, you know, don't be weirded out. It one ohm and one energy bump. We'll be doing this on the show every week now. The last time that we were on weekly and that we did an energy show, energy bump through the whole broadcast area every week, there were actually headlines after we've been doing it for a while. There were actually headlines in the newspaper about things that had changed in the San Francisco area, and the headline literally said, "And nobody knows why." I did, but, you know, far too humble to just actually write the newspaper and say, "Dear newspaper, you want to know why? Let me tell you, it's because Scout does this energy bump thing." No, I just was willing to go, wow, once again, it's so fun. I live in this energy world. I regularly watch stuff happen that my LA friends just refer to as my warp, because things in my world shift and run in interesting directions. So I regularly watch stuff happen, and I still get consistently surprised on the, holy cow, this energy stuff's really, really real. I just think that's cute as all get out. So this is a year for you to open your consciousness, step into your awareness, and see yourself as you really are. And we use the word forgiveness or forgiving, so let me talk about that word for a moment. See yourself as you really are. And it's not a matter of make nice forgiveness. It's a matter of see yourself as you really are and allow your energy and your life force to flow. Rather than shutting you down and punishing you by thinking badly of you or by yelling at you in the back of your mind or grumbling at you or accusing you, it's letting you be exactly as you are and letting your aliveness and your sense of aliveness, your sense of enthusiasm, your joie de vivre flow. While you see the truth, and even while you may choose to make it be different in the future. There's a huge difference between beating me up to try and think that that's somehow going to make it be different versus actually being willing to navigate from seeing right where I am and choosing how I'm going to make it be different in my future. There's a huge difference between the two. But there's a huge difference in result between the two also. Many of y'all have heard the quote that I hear attributed to Albert Einstein. I'm not sure it was his, where he says, "The definition of insanity is to continue doing the same thing you've been doing and expect a different result. Yeah, it's really true. Ain't it, though? The definition of insanity is definitely expecting a different result without making any change on the input. One of the ways you make a change on the input is by changing, we'll say, the computer that's running the program, and that would be you. So it doesn't always necessarily imply that you need to beat you up or yell at you or accuse you or be mean to you to get you to change. Sometimes it's stepping you forward so that you open your consciousness and drop out of the habit of simply performing the patterned programming. It's stepping forward so that you step into your consciousness so that you're actually at choice, so that you free your free will and allow yourself to interact at choice. This year is a year for you to see you as exactly the unique shining gem that you are, and then see how you choose to move forward. Because no matter where you are, I've got one thing I want to ask of you. I would like to ask that you treat yourself as a loved one, because you truly, truly are. It's my profession. My profession is to learn how to love more and more and more and more deeply and more fully everything. Treat yourself as a loved one because you truly are. And no matter where you are, every single day, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose. Send me an email, scout@lifeinsights.net. Check in on the site, lifeinsights.net. Check out the new one, ifidknownthen.com. And dial me in next Friday, 7 a.m.
Get on your spiritual path at the